Welcome back, Tribe. We're back with this based woman. She says, it's visible that you watch porn. This is her most popular video and viral, got 367,000 views. And obviously she says something that's resonating with men. So let's listen.
Before you start hating me in the comment section below, just wait a bit. Hear me out. And after that, we will dedicate time, which you can express what you think about what I'm saying, or just how dumb I am by saying those things. You had the right to do both. Any of what I'm about to say is not from the point of view of a woman, nor a feminist or activist of human rights or female rights. I am off my lady horse today. And I'm coming from point of view of you. Clearly, everything around you turned to be a porn. It's no longer just porn that is porn. Almost everything is porn these days. Females are making it more easy on you to get just what you crave for, not necessarily what you want. Don't you see that there is some sort of abuse about man instinct? Male primal instinct of this physical urge. That when you feel it, most likely you don't get to think at the very same time. Don't you think that when somebody is doing something out of an instinct, and people or industries are taking advantage of that, don't you think is an abuse? These days is the easiest you've ever got to see a pussy. To get is another story. Yeah, it's going to be very dirty words here. Move on if it's bothering you. Now, for a virtual piece of meat, a virtual talk with another lady, a virtual exposure, a virtual sex talk, you are willing to trade your time, your intelligence, your ability to distinguish between what you want and what your body wants. Two different things.
Listen, I have to say this. Porn is such a biological weapon, especially against men. OnlyFans was the natural evolution to adult entertainment because it gives you that exhilarating high of being seen, of interacting, that old school, normal, traditional, whatever. You go on the hub and you watch a video. It's just two people going at it. You're not really involved, but still extremely visually appealing to the male brain and all the other things going on that helps him relax, that takes stress off, that he uses as a coping mechanism, that takes that edge that he's missing. And all of that wrapped in one can now be attained on OnlyFans, the next evolution where you can have a private show. A private showing, if you will, and even can pay extra in the DMs to have very specific video clips made just for you with your name or someone just as simple as responding to you. Why do you think it's exploded to the way it has and gotten as popular as it has? And that so many women talk about just doing, even when they joke, they're like, I should just start an OnlyFans and I could be rich. Doesn't that tell you just how problematic this stuff is for all men in society? And then, and every time we speak about like, stop choking your chickens, stop being addicted to stuff, it's not coming from a holier than you, I'm better than you mentality. Bro, we were all stuck at this shit affected me when I was a teenager. It absolutely warped my brain when I was cooming as a coomer back in the day. I understand my life started getting better as I stopped. I started recognizing it for what it is. It's a fucking weapon by a global elite money lizard cabal that wants to destroy you and your people. And subjugate you. Well, how? What does it do when you go on there and coom all day? It destroys your ambition. It destroys your risk-taking. It destroys your drive. And now with a money component, it destroys your wallet. It destroys every facet of what makes you a man. And they know this, which is why they push it everywhere in TV, movies, radio, on the songs, on the internet. You can't even stream video games anymore. It's all over Twitch. It's taken over every single aspect of a male's space. And they do this on purpose because these fucking money lizards, they go by many names, but I like to call them the money lizard cabal. These rats, they want you weak. They want to control you. That's how you have to frame this in your brain. Every time you consume, the very people that hate you and made your life difficult, you're letting them win. This isn't merely about self-control. And it's like, but it's my choice. I do what I want. Just leave me alone. It's better than dealing with a real woman. Congratulations, coon brain. You just weakened yourself. You can't even compete against other men in society. You're struggling to make it. Your life is getting more difficult. The very people you claim are making your life difficult are now winning by consuming the content they're making. You are under attack and you open the gates and let people in. That's how you have to see this. The Trojan horse.
Thanks. Don't you see how much you are dedicating to it?
Tell them.
Don't you see how much you're out of control of it? It's not the masturbation. It's not the self-pleasing. Because I am not a man, I'm not able to tell things which I'm not experiencing. But in the very same breath, I can say it's easy to see when a man is watching porn. When I'm saying watching porn,
it's easy to spot a coomer.
I don't mean the man who is watching porn for 5 minutes. You know what? No, I'm including all of it. All kinds of men who are watching porn, because you are not watching porn for 2 minutes. You are watching porn because you need to release yourself and you are no longer able to do it without it.
Coomers.
Or you just want to spend time.
You could see it on a coomer. You could see a coomer. Cooming energy.
Don't you see that your choice has been taken away from you? And you're just falling for it each time. You're just already, you're not even having a moment of a decision. You just do it.
Oh, shit's getting deep. Okay.
If you're alone at home, you're doing it. If you have free time and you don't have nothing to do, or at least you don't want to do the things that you need to do, you're doing it. So you're trading your life. Life. You're trading your time. The most precious thing you have. For a virtual pussy? That's the most men you can be?
Jeez.
Yeah, I touched that.
Huh?
I said it. Ooh. Is the most men you'll ever be? To get so many girls at once, and none of these girls actually there for you,
damn,
and not there with you. You just use your imagination, your fantasy, and the man that you wish to be into the situation, and that's the furthest that you can get in life.
Why?
To dedicate your life to watch things that are not
a part of.
Will never be yours. That are stealing you away from you, stealing
damn
your life away from you, stealing your time that you can dedicate to become that man you fantasize about. You'll probably also give your money for it.
Oof. Imagine being a coomer. Damn. Down bad.
There are men that don't watch porn because there is enough porn outside.
Mm.
And if you have a good mind, there is enough porn inside your head. You can have it all in your head. But it's never just watching one thing and that's it. You're watching one thing, 10 seconds, and then you skip to the other one, and then you scroll to the other one, you scroll to the other one, and just never-ending story. And that's the only time you feel a man.
Oof.
That's the only time you feel a man. Which is not really a man. I'm not here to tell you how men you should be or what kind of men you should be. I'm just here to ask you. Are you even wanting this? Are you even wanting to dedicate all your life for this? Are you wanting? Because sooner or later, you're going to lose that ability. Okay, you can take pills, but you're going to lose that ability. And then what you going to do after that? What you going to do after you're not able to release yourself anymore? It is no longer hard. What you going to do? When you'll find yourself broken as fuck. Probably with less time that you ever wanted. Probably with less money. Probably with less patient, with less knowing of yourself, because all the time you just run away. And instead of becoming the man, you fake the man that you wanted to be. You went to the fast solution of just living in a fantasy where you don't even realize. If right now you stop watching, and I'm asking you, what did you watch? You're not going to be able to tell me. You're not going to be able to memorize. And it is, there is a lot of shame involved in that. There is a lot of hiding.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you don't think this is right what you're doing. For sex itself is not a problematic thing at all. We meant to do it. You and me came out from sex. But not like that. Porn is not sex.
Yep, porn is not sex. That's true. Think about this. College dorm, if you have a girlfriend, whatever. It was never a weird thing to be rearranging your girlfriend's guts and people hearing, or if you have roommates and your roommates are having sex or whatever, and you hear that and you're like, put a smile on your face like your boy's getting it. Good job. Put in work. Walls are getting beat to death. But if you were to ever like hear adult entertainment being played in the background and your homie's alone, or you're alone and they're like hunched over the computer chair or whatever, if they're watching on their desktop, just look at the visual and the disgust that inspires. Like, bro, you're an animal that can't control its own cravings. Like, we have cravings for food and then cravings for sex. And you know how fat people overindulge in food? You're overindulging in sex. You're an animal with no control. And they know this. That's why they keep feeding it to you. Just how they make a lot of money off fat people. And they put all these chemicals in food to make you fat and make you addicted. They put this shit in your face to get you addicted and get you fat in the sexual way. You see what they do to you? And then, just like the fat people say, stop telling me about how much food I can eat, bro. Life's already hard enough. I'd rather eat something I could afford like McDonald's all the time. At least it's only $1.99. Well, it used to be now because the economics have changed. McDonald's is expensive too. But I'll go to fast food because it's cheap. Not everyone can afford to eat healthy. So does the Coomer. Let me just jack off in peace, bro. Modern women are such a headache. At least I won't get divorced. Shut the fuck up. You're pathetic. Understand you're pathetic. You're addicted, you fuck. It's an issue. You have an illness and you need to heal yourself. And that's all there is. No putting fucking, no pats on the back. Oh, it's okay, Timmy. You can try hard again. You fucker, you're being enslaved. Do you know that? Do you know that your drive and your ambition and your ability to deal with obstacles and all of life's issues is directly affected to how much you're cooming your fucking energy out of yourself every day? 7 fucking times a day, 5 times a day, 3 times a day. Doesn't matter. Every fucking time you're stressed, you turn on the fucking screen to go watch adult entertainment. And you're over here arguing, it's okay. Shut the fuck up. Wake up already. Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. I don't want to say your name in vain. Help these men. Trying to change. Trying to be good. But damn, this shit is crazy to see. I've been on too many calls, bro. Spoke to too many men. One of the hardest things that shocked me to my core. It wasn't even giving up video games. It's not changing their diet. It's not going to the gym every single day. And they've done those things or haven't done those things consistently for years. The guy's played games for 8 hours a day. He could just turn it off and do something else with his time. Porn, dude, adult entertainment, jacking it. That's the hardest thing across every single person that I've talked to. I struggle at controlling myself. You are addicted and you don't even know it. And they're always, man, I see them in the comment section with that stupid fucking comment.
At least I don't have to deal with my women.
Fucking hell. When? Where's the turning point? We're losing everything. We're becoming effeminate. Masculinity is in the fucking gutter. Our societies are crumbling. We don't have law and order. Women are taking power and can't lead for shit. Society, there's wars happening now. We're about to be dragged into another one if shit doesn't calm down. Schools are a joke. Politics have become a charade. It's all a fucking show. The news is all propaganda. Nobody has respect for decorum anymore. The old ways, what society had, expectations on men and women, it's all fucking crumbling. And men are where are we? What's happening? Holy shit, how much worse does it have to get? How much more do you need to coom and play video games and anime and be stuck under dim fucking lights in your room before everybody starts gathering together in the streets protesting? How much worse? How much more suffering can a man deal with? Apparently, a lot more. Because despite shit getting more expensive, despite you not being able to get a fucking piece of pussy, despite you not being able to afford a home, have a decent, stable job with a fucking retirement plan afterward, despite all that, it's still not enough. Still not enough for a motherfucker to go out there and make change in the world. Still won't get with the group of men together and protest and try to make a difference. Still nothing. Dead silent. When was the last time America had a major protest like Occupy Wall Street, where the people came together to make a fucking change? Hasn't really happened since. You have protests happening all over fucking Europe. Ireland, literally, there's tens of thousands, like 30,000 or more, people trying to take their fucking nation back. And we got coomers in America just chilling, bro. Yeah, like, it's all going to shit, but like, yeah, I voted in this guy and he's making a change here and there. But where's the rest? How long are you going to wait? How much longer? Are you seeing real change happening in your life? Is your job paying you more and more? Is it easier to find work? Can you finally afford a house? Are there good, natural, traditional women around you? Is society policing divorces and infidelity and taking degenerate bullshit off the TV? No, shit isn't changing. We're putting band-aids on fucking real problems. We need to have real discussions. Nobody wants to. I'm done ranting. Let this woman play out the rest of her shit. Jeez, man. Happy fucking Sunday.
It's not that porn doesn't exist in real life. It's that porn is not sex. You think you're doing sex. You're pleasing yourself. This is not sex. So clearly, maybe you're even a virgin. And the more you hide away from doing the work you need to do in order to become a man, the less you will ever become a man, and the more you will want to watch porn, because that's the only time you think you're a man. It's ruining your life and you just don't see it.
Try to fucking tell.
It's very easy to fall for it if you think that everybody around you is just giving you what you want for free. But don't you see that it's not really for free? It's taking away the most precious thing that nobody ever can give you back when you decide to stop the membership. Nobody will give you back the time, the mind, the control over your actions again. You will have to do it all over again from day one. And it's for something that is not even lasting. Like, it's not an action that lasts and you can remind yourself of that and have a good memory and have an outcome that lasts for a long time. You don't even remember it. It's an escape route. You don't have to feel your flaws. You don't have to feel none of the things you feel ashamed of. And you run away to a place where you are very much wanted. Because in the porn, females are acting as if they really want you. They really want you to fuck them. They really want you to come in their face. They really want you to do all the things that you wish to do to a woman, but you don't have, either you don't have the woman, or you don't have the communication with the woman that you have to reach to that point. So you go to that place and that's it. Everything is happening in such a short time is a shortcut for everything. But it's not forever. And then you will be left without nothing. Not without nothing. With worse. Now, you can hate me in the comments below. You can say that I don't understand what I'm talking about. You can say that I'm conservative, I'm an old-fashioned, or whatever you want to name it. If you want to have a respectful conversation, I will respond back to you, of course. Thank you for watching.
Base. Anyways, this is going to get buried. I'm glad to see there are women that actually care. It's the root of the problem for some men, but for most men, it's partially an escape and partially a means to an end. No pun intended. I think for most of us guys, the beauty of a woman is like water, air, sun. If a guy goes so long without everything that encompasses femininity, he's going to find the closest thing. Yes, adult entertainment makes it too easy to cut out something super vital in life, but for a lot of guys, it never seems to be within grasp to begin with. Adult entertainment is more of a symptom than a cause. And our society has been cooking this up for a long time now. Men don't want to play a losing game. A lot of us men have been progressively emasculated, villainized, neglected, taken advantage of, or simply made to feel like we'll never be enough. When we hurt or struggle, we're told that we should be open so that we can heal and bond with them. And then the opposite happens. So we bottle everything up because it's better than being rendered completely useless, a burden, or seen as a weak on top of hurting. Adult entertainment is a very, very easy way to avoid all that while satisfying something that men absolutely need on a regular basis and help numb all their things that we'll probably never have. Point being that simply avoiding adult entertainment doesn't usually cure what drove guys there to begin with. Valid statement, but it neither helps you. So we're back to square one, bro. This guy says, look, Coomers, bro, I told you, it's like the attic. Porn sucks, but not having a genuine relationship sucks more. Because I must tell you this, just simply not watching adult entertainment does not solve the entire problem. Retention only bottles up the energy and lust. Yes, what you need the energy to attack the world. You need the energy to get after your goals, make your dreams turn into reality. That's what the fuck you use that energy for, not cooming all over your keyboard. That's the point. The point is you pursue some intense physical pursuits in general. Okay. And that releases all that extra pent up energy. Anyways, if you really come home exhausted from, I don't know, I don't care what you fucking do. Go to gym and pick up heavy shit. I don't give a fuck if you want to be a gym bro or not. Go rock climbing. Go fucking mountain biking. Go hiking. Go whatever it is that you want to do. I don't care. But if you do it to such an extreme that you come home exhausted, you're not going to whip your dick out to coom all over your keyboard. That's the point. Your energy is bottled up because you do nothing else. Or whatever it is that you think you're doing, you're not doing it to the intensity needed to get you tired. Fucking hell. It's like we're dogs. You could imagine a man as a dog, yeah? If you take your dog for a 5-minute walk, on how would you rate his level of tired and exhaustion be at? When you bring him home and then you leave for work and then he chews up your fucking couch. Chewing up the couch is cooming, okay? What now, if you took that same dog and put him on a treadmill and make him run for 5 fucking miles, or you go running with your dog for 5 fucking miles and you both get home exhausted, then you go to work and your dog, the moment you come back, he's still sleeping on the couch, fucking upside down. That's what's happening. You have pent up energy that you're not using in physical pursuits to get a better body, to read more books, to be more aggressive in taking risk and starting businesses and teaching yourself skills and making your life better, because you coom all this energy out of your body. Sexual transmutation. Look it up. God, it's the effeminization of men. Look at this shit. And men can still keep being miserable even without watching it. The real issue is connections. Loneliness. It exists with or without. Society has changed, including women. Something isn't there anymore. Not what it used to be. You sound like you're writing a fucking novel, bro. When the fuck did men become this dependent on a woman's attention, love, and adoration? Jeez, man. I don't have a relationship. It's so hard. Okay. You think your great-grandpappy was being that much of a bitch when he's out up there sweeping chimneys or in a fucking war in a ditch somewhere? God, man. Think of what the fuck your ancestors had to go through to bring you to this point. You're over here pathetic, bro. I don't even want to get into it anymore. This guy says, as a porn addict, I needed to hear this. Thank you for being blunt. And your worst sin is that you have destroyed and betrayed yourself for nothing. It's an addiction. It slowly ruins your life. And in small ways every day you don't notice. I still struggle and I hate myself. Look at this shit. Addiction. Any activity that gives you temporary pleasure, you have or you know the ill consequences, but unable to stop. There's going to be a lot of dudes to say, I just take the edge off, bro. Okay, go 6 months without it. Let's see how much control you really have. If you're not addicted, it shouldn't be an issue, right? Totally. Not at all. Anyways, that's again from this based woman. What's her name? Hani Ram. So I'll link her channel in the description as usual. Follow her to watch more based shit. I'm assuming she's going to have plenty to say and much better than some of the degenerate TikTok brain rot. As usual, boys, I'll see you on the next one. Hopefully this gets through to some people.